ಶ್ರೀಮಾತ್ರೇ ನಮಃ. ಫಾರ್ ದ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಮದರ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಲತಾ ಮಹಾತ್ರಿಪುರ ಸುಂದರಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಾದರ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಮಹಾದೇವ, ಸೆಲೆಬ್ರೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೀಕ್ಸ್ ಮಹಾಶಿವರಾತ್ರಿ, ಟುಡೇ ವಿಲ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಎ ಬ್ರೀಫ್ ಅಟೆಂಪ್ಟ್ ಟು ರೆಸ್ಯೂಮ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಾಮಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಹೋಲಿ ಲತಾ ಸಹಸ್ರನಾಮಂ. ಬಿಫೋರ್ ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ನಾಮಾಸ್, ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಮೇಕ್ ಎ ಬ್ರೀಫ್ ಅಟೆಂಪ್ಟ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ what kundalini is, and as we start going into the next namas we'll start making an effort to understand the kundalini tattvam, how kundalini functions, how it is the vital life force in all of us. Before we dive into the depth of Kundalini to the extent Mother Divine allows us, let's make a quick prayer to Bhagavan Paramashiva. If you can visualize the Murti of Shiva, his hair is in faded brown color, which gets in the name Aruna Jateshwara because the matted hair has locked Ganga, and being in touch with the water of Ganga, the hair turned brownish gold, therefore justifying his name Arunajateshwara. The Ardha Chandrakara, the half moon on his forehead, signifies the mercy of the Lord. When Chandra was cursed by his father-in-law Daksha to die of TB, it was Shiva who rescued Chandra, or the moon, by blessing moon with 15 days of waning and 15 days of waxing, therefore making moon immortal. And Shiva is often connected with snakes. In spirituality, snakes have a very, very, very special place for them. Most of the gods that you can think of and visualize, they'll have snake as an ornament. Whether you talk about Vinayaka, who has snake as his Yajnopavitam. And if you talk about Vishnu, Vishnu sleeps on the snake. The significance of Vishnu sleeping on the snake as the god G-O-D, generate, operate and destruct, the one who generates Brahma, is never typically seen with any snakes, because snake is a representation of time and death. Whereas Vishnu sleeps on the snake, sustaining the world. He sleeps on Adisheshu. In our case, when we are breathing through and living through, we are walking step in step in close association with death. What is death? If a person inhales and does not exhale, and if a person exhales and does not inhale, he or she will be declared dead. So Vishnu, in his form of sustaining God or Sthitikara, is constantly accompanied by death. But Shiva, the one who has a name, Sada Shiva, because there is no Sada Brahma, there is no Sada Vishnu in Veda, because Brahma and Vishnu also merge with Shiva at the time of the Pralayam or the Judgment Day. Shiva, if he is called Nagabharanabhushita, that's because the Neelakanta Shiva, who drank the halahalam, which was produced when the gods and the demons churned the ocean of milk in search of elixir or amrita that will help them win over death. As amrita came over, Vishnu took the Mohini avataram and with Maya distributed it only amongst the gods, therefore bringing them amaratvam, whereas the demons were deceived by Lord Mahavishnu in the form of Mohini Avataram, and therefore they couldn't become immortal. Before Amrita came, Halahala came, and when Shiva drank the Halahalam, he got a name Neelakanta. Whoever listens to this brief episode of why Shiva is called Neelakanta or Neelagriva will be protected from the bite of all the poisonous insects and animals. This is being said by Veda, not by me. So, when Shiva has snake has his Nagabharna Bhushita, Vasuki Kanta Bhushanam Vame Shakti Dharam Devam Vakaraya Namo Namaha. If we go to the Panchakshari Stotram, it goes as Nagendra Haraya Trilochanaya Basmangaragaya Maheshwaraya Nityaya Shuddhaya Digambaraya Tasmaya Nakaraya Namah Shivaya Mandakini Salila Chandan Chachitaya Nandeshwara Prabhadanada Maheshwaraya Mandara Mukhi Mahapushpa Pujitaya Tasmaya Makaraya Namah Shivaya Shivaya Gauri Vadanaravinda Suryaya Dakshadvaranashanaya Srinilakantaya Vrishadvujaya Tasmai Shikaraya Namah Shivaya Vasishtakumbodbhava Gautamadi Munindra Devachita Shikaraya Chandrarka Vaishvanara Lochanaya Tasmai Vakaraya Namah Shivaya Yakshaswarupaya Jatadaraya Pinakahastaya Sanatanaya Divyaya Devaya Digambaraya Tasmai Yakaraya Namah Shivaya Hara Om Namah Shivaya Hara Om Namah Shivaya Hara Om Namah Shivaya. This Shiva Panchakshari Stotram talks about Neelakanthaya Vrishadvujaya Tasmai Shikaraya Namah Shivaya. And it also talks about Shiva having Nagendra Haraya. The Nagendra Haras, one who has Nagas as his Haras, is Shiva. And therefore, Shiva is one who is Mrityunjaya because he wears snakes as his ornaments and garlands, and he has won over death, therefore making him Mahakala. In discussion of Kundalini, the discussion won't be complete without the mention of Shiva, because the Shakti in the form of Kundalini, which is there in all of us in the form of a dormant snake, that it is at the base of our spine, that Kundalini that resides in a hole, Kunda. Kunda means a pot with a hole. At the base of our spinal cord, the Kundalini lies resting. And oftentimes, Kundalini is represented as a snake, a coil of 3.5 turns. What does this mean? If you were to measure the length between your Mooladhara Chakram at the base of the spine to the top of your head or the center of your skull, it would be 3.5 lengths of your own arm's distance between the little finger and your thumb. If you were to stretch your right hand's little finger and thumb and start measuring from Mooladhara Chakram at the base of your spine to the top of or the center of your skull, it would be 3.5 lengths. So our Kundalini typically is subconsciously active, wherein you or I cannot activate it as and when we need, unless we gain control on our breath, thoughts and talk. In the process of Kundalini Tattvam, three important transformations happen. One is the transformation of inner voice that triggers the transformation of mind, that triggers the transformation of the body. So I am B, inner voice, which triggers the thoughts into the mind, and mind, which converts those thoughts into talk or act through the manifesting them through the body. And Kundalini will only be in control of those who will start going through this transformation of winning over the control from inside out. People will not notice the transformation because it's not physically visible. But one who is trying to gain control over Kundalini through spiritual sadhanas like Sri Vidya and others will be enabled to contain and control the Kundalini, which is the life force in all of us. And Sri Vidya talks about how to consciously awaken the Kundalini and have it traverse through the different chakras, energy plexus in our body, importantly three junctions called Brahma Grandhi, Vishnu Grandhi, Rudra Grandhi. In Holy Lalita Sahasranamam, we'll get in Namam Brahma Grandhi Vibhedini, Vishnu Grandhi Vibhedini, Rudra Grandhi Vibhedini. As this coiled Kundalini starts extending from the base to the center of the Sahasratalam or the skull, then it pierces through these energy centers consciously, therefore helping the aspirant or Sri Vidya devotee become one with his or her awareness and conscious, becoming one with the super conscious. The next set of namas, when we make an attempt to understand them, the stories behind those namas, and the Bijakshara Samputi, the powerful Bijaksharas. Bijaksharas are nothing but the powerful seed letters, just like a gigantic tree comes from a tiny seed that is being planted in a fertile soil. Similarly, these Bijaksharas, when are given by a guru, a upasaka, it is the Mother Divine who decides the time, the occasion to enable one with this Bijaksharas or Dikshas or Mantras, depending on the Samskara, Sampradaya, background of the aspirant and how desperate they are in their efforts to progress ahead spiritually and otherwise. So it's the teacher of the teachers, Guru Mandala Rupini, Mother Divine, as the better half of Guru Dakshinamurti, Medha Dakshinamurti, is the one who decides on what Bijakshara needs to be given to us so it can stir our Kundalini and therefore make us spiritually feel complete. Because if one were to feel spiritually complete, there's nothing else in this universe that cannot fulfill him or her. Everything else will be dwarfed by the feeling of spiritual fulfillment and completeness. And that can only be attained to its completion by Sri Vidya. Again, this is not a claim that an insignificant mere mortal like me is making. Sarvatantra Svatantra. There are so many namas in Holy Lalita Sahasranamam that we will discuss, which talk about how Mother Divine is the supreme of all the Shastras, all the Mantras, all the Tantras, all the Yantras. Of all the Yantras, Sri Chakram is said to be the supreme most Yantra. Of all the Mantras, Sri Vidya Mantras are said to be the supreme Mantras. Of all the Tantras, Sri Vidya Tantram or Dasa Mahavidya Tantras are considered to be the supreme. So, we are blessed to be progressing in the path of Sri Vidya, and therefore I make a humble request to everyone to spend some time every day or take out few minutes out of your busy schedule every day if you do not have a mantra given by a guru, it's okay. Just sit in silence and say Shrimatre Namaha. If you have a Bijakshara mantra or any kind of mantra given to any one of you, take time to consciously practice it every day at least once and see the transformation that will happen inside out. This Kundalini is the reason of our existence. If we are able to breathe every night when we sleep horizontally to the ground, the Kundalini becomes active subconsciously and charges up our body. That is the reason we are able to, our body is able to conduct the cosmic energy into it. And when you consciously start practicing meditation, mindfulness through mantras of Srividya and or other sadhanas, other practices, your body's conductivity of the cosmic energy through the Kundalini will significantly consciously increase, therefore helping you become spiritually charged up. And that happens very rapidly in Srividya. But the other namas that will continue will make an attempt to progress, and I will make an attempt to the extent Mother allows to talk about Kundalini, Mantra, Tantra, Yantra and Tattvika Rahasyas to the extent I can. I will make an attempt to discuss those. Stay blessed. Continue to spread the bliss around. Shrimatre Namaha.